Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message.
That's right. Well, look at your neighbor this morning and say, I'm so glad you came to church this morning. I'm so glad. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm sorry you were my second choice. Oh, all right. Well, who's ready for 2021? Amen. Well, I think the prophets were right when they said 2020 would be a year of vision. And how many of y'all know there was eyes opened up in 2020? If you don't believe eyes were opened up, you know, that's the thing. Pastor Brandy and myself, we're in Washington this week, in Washington, D.C. And let me give you a word of advice as your pastor. Stop watching the news. It's baloney, y'all. It's baloney. And I promise you, Pastor Brandy and myself, we witnessed it. Not one time were we in fear. Not one time were we scared. We drank coffee and was at the Capitol. There was morons there, but you know what? Patriots, there's always one in the bunch. Patriots always rose up and said, hey, we're not here to be an idiot. We're here to just make our voice be heard. USA, USA. And if you don't think that our freedoms aren't taken away, United Airlines kicked the whole crew of people off because they were singing the national anthem. I tell you what, I'll never fly United Airlines again a day in my life. I don't care if it's connecting me somewhere. I'd rather walk than somebody not be patriotic. How many of y'all know, thank God for the national anthem of America. But we were there. We witnessed that. And, you know, there's lots of people that we met. We met such great people. And there, I promise you, there wasn't 500 people there. Was there? The Tulies were there, too. There was not 500 people there. There was so many people. I'm telling you, so many people. And there was people that voted one way. There's other people that voted the other way. And they were there because they saw the fraud that happened right before our eyes. And you know, that's why we were there. We weren't there because to support a man. We're there to support the First Amendment of the United States of America. We're there to support the Second Amendment of the United States of America. And there's a lot of people that just said, well, it's just 4 years. No, it's not 4 years. Because if they stole this election, they'll steal the next election. And what does it matter, we vote or not? And I'm telling you, there's a lot of pastors that won't stand up for that. But I'm telling you, you can be either for me. I ain't going to tell you what Pastor Ty told you. But you're either for me or you're against me. And I'm telling you, I am standing up for righteousness. I'm standing up for our right to vote, and I'm standing up for the Word of God. Can I get an amen this morning? But I said all that to say that in 2020, there's a lot of people's eyes that were open, and it was a year of vision, 2020 vision. But in 2021, I truly believe this. The prophets have said this, 2021, W-O-N. How many of y'all believe him for 2021, that we have the victory? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But 2020, looking back on it, it literally was like, what does tomorrow bring? It's like we're living in Groundhog Day every single day. Like, what's going to show up tomorrow? I mean, do I want to wake up tomorrow? I mean, you can do this, but you can't do that. The next day, you can do this now, but you can't do that anymore. And everything was moved back and forth, and there's reason behind some of it, lies behind some of it. But now that I've been where I've been, I'm telling you, and seen what I've seen, there is an agenda. And they are coming after the people of God. But I want to share this morning, I believe that in 2021, there is a spirit of Elijah that's coming over the church. And I want to declare it this morning. We used to sing it, these are the days of Elijah. I used to lead it up here. I sang it. Some of you guys were in church when I led that song. And everybody would get rowdy. They'd march. They'd spit and holler because it's a fun song. I'll be honest with you, even then, I didn't know what that song entailed. But I believe there is a spirit of Elijah that's coming over the people of God. And if you have your Bibles this morning, open it up to 1 Kings chapter 19. I'm going to read quite a bit here, and then I'm going to break this down. It says in 1 Kings 19, verse 1, "Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets of Baal with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, 'So may the gods do to me, and even more, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like the life of one of them.' And Elijah was afraid and arose and ran for his life. And he came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself traveled a day's journey into the wilderness. And he came and sat down under a juniper tree and asked God that he might die. He said, 'It is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's.' He lay down and slept under the juniper tree, and behold, an angel touched him and said to him, 'Get up and eat.' He looked, and by his head there was a bread cake baked on hot coals and a pitcher of water. So he ate and he drank and laid down to get again. Verse 7, then the angel of the Lord came again, second time, touched him and said, 'Get up and eat, for the journey is too long for you without adequate sustenance.' So he got up, he ate and he drank, and with the strength of that food, he traveled 40 days and nights to Horeb, Sinai, the mountain of God. Verse 9, there he came to a cave, and he spent the night in it, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, 'What are you doing here?'" Aren't you thankful we serve a God that even in a cave, he wants to speak to you? Aren't you thankful that we serve a God in the midst of darkness? He seeks you out to find you. It says in verse 10, he said, "I have been very zealous in passion for the Lord God of host armies, proclaiming what is rightfully and uniquely his. For the sons of Israel have abandoned, broken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I am left, and they seek to take away my life." So he said, "Go out and stand on the mountains before the Lord." And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great powerful wind was tearing in the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, and the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a sound of gentle blowing. When Elijah heard the sound, he wrapped his face in his mantle cloak and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God of host armies, because the sons of Israel have abandoned, broken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I am left, and they seek to take my life away. The Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael, the king over Aram. And you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel, whatever, as prophet in your place. It shall come about that Jehu shall put to death whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, and Elisha shall put to death whoever escapes the sword of Jehu." This morning, what I want to talk to you about is comes from this text, and I want you to do your homework and go back and read 1 Kings chapter 17 and chapter 18. Because it's amazing the miracle that happened right here in this man named Elijah's life. And there's a lot from this that I believe what I've been doing over the last couple of months and how I've been preaching to you guys and standing up for America is because I truly believe that there is a spirit of Elijah that is coming over this nation and in this church. And I want to be a forerunner of it. I don't want to sit back and be quiet. You know what happened in March? The church got silent and the church got weak. But I'm here to tell you that the church of the living God needs to rise up and be a light in darkness. Amen? 1 Kings chapter 17, we see this, that the word of the Lord comes to Elijah. He says, it's not going to rain. He tells him in verse 1, he says, the Lord, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand. There shall be neither dew nor rain for many years except by my word. Aren't you thankful that even when we're in the middle of a drought, even when we're in a place where we haven't heard from God, thank you for the word of the living God that always speaks to us, that always brings us life and gives us breath in our lungs. How many of y'all thankful for the living word of God? I know I am. We need to be thankful for the word of the Lord. And so that's what he says in this drought, except for my word. And so he goes to this brook. The Bible tells us this, that he goes to this brook and ravens come and they begin to feed him. They give him bread in the morning. They begin to minister to him. That even when you're in a dry place, God, he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. Aren't you thankful for that? Come on, how many of y'all thankful that God has still been with you in 2020? You need to give him praise for it. And so he tells him, you need to get up and you need to go to this place called Zarephath. And you're going to meet a widow woman there. He goes to the widow woman and she's gathering sticks, flour, and oil. She's going to make a corn dog without the weenie. Because she knows they're in the middle of a drought and she wants a corn dog without the weenie for some reason. And said, this is going to be our last meal and we're going to die. And the prophet shows up and says, no, you fix me something. You fix me some bread. And how many of y'all know we serve the God of resurrection? That when we die to something, come on, when you die to that seed, he always brings it back better than you ever had it. And so she gives her last and says, yes, prophet, I'll give to you. And this widow gives everything that she had to this man, the prophet. And the Bible says that God multiplied it because God is the God of resurrection. That even in the midst of a drought, God will provide for you if you're obedient to him. And it goes on to say in chapter 17 there that this woman's son gets sick and says, why have you come to my house to curse me? And he says, let me see your boy. And he goes up there and he lays out on his body and he does it three times. And the Bible says that this boy is raised to life. Again, we serve the God of resurrection. How many of y'all believe that this morning? I know it's not Easter, but we ought to celebrate on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that we serve the God of resurrection. So then we see this in chapter 18. He goes and meets the governor. Obadiah, and Obadiah is the governor in the king's mansion there, and Ahab, the king, is over him. Ahab is a wicked king. He has a wicked wife. If you're looking for names to name your next children, do not name them Ahab or Jezebel. That's just a quick word of advice. But he says, in the midst of this woman Jezebel killing all the prophets. Is it thundering? It's thundering. I tell you what. We're living in a fun time right now, aren't we? That's the kids. I feel like I'm living in Jumanji right now. I tell you what, 2021's going to be interesting, y'all. Woo! Run for your life. I ain't going to be led by Robin Williams, though, that's for sure. Well, I guess we can't. Lord, have mercy. But he goes to this house, even though he knows that this woman has been killing the prophets, he goes after. Ahab goes one way, Obadiah goes another, and he says, hey, I want to meet with your king. How many of y'all know that was bold to go to the king, even when he knew that they were seeking to destroy and kill all the prophets? How many of you know when the hand of the Lord is upon you? The Bible says the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So it says this in 18 here. It says that he goes after him and says, hey, I seek to see Ahab. So he meets up with Ahab, and he says, if you think your God is the God of the universe, he said, I want to have a showdown with you at Mount Carmel. You invite 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets from the Ashereth. And I tell you what, we'll have a showdown at Mount Carmel. If you've never read the story, it's an awesome story. He says, you have an animal, I'll have an animal. We'll have an altar, you have an altar. And you call down you call on your gods, and I'll give you a chance to do it. Call down fire from heaven from your gods, and I'll do it from mine. So here, these 450 prophets and 400 for the Ashereth, there's 850 of them there. And they begin to dance. I don't know what they all do. I don't know if they did it naked or clothed or whatever they did, put on music, played on a tom-tom. I don't know what they did. But they begin to dance around there, and they call fire from heaven. And I love this about Elijah. I feel better about myself when I read about Elijah because I see that he is very sarcastic. Can I get an amen? He's like, I think your gods are going to the bathroom. I think that your gods are, on the ride at Disney World with their kids. I think that your gods have not showed up. Maybe they don't know your voice. Maybe that's it. And he begins to mock them and tell them that your God is not real. And so he bets the odds a little bit more. He said, I'm not only going to call down fire from heaven, but I'm going to have my people build a ditch around the altar that I sacrificed this animal on with the blood dripping off. But in the midst of a drought, I'm going to have them bring in buckets of water and fill this ditch. He said, go get me a bucket of water. He says it again, go get me some more water. Go get me some more water. Come on, this is a principle that all of us need to give. When you have nothing else to give and you keep giving, you better get ready for the power of God to fall in your life. I'm going to say that again. When you're in the middle of a drought, that's not the time to give up and throw in the towel. That's the time to speak up. That's the time to not give up. That's the time to keep pushing forward. And I'm telling you, you give all that you give. I'm telling you, God will pull through in the midnight hour. Come on, who am I speaking to this morning? Come on, I'm speaking to a church that in 2020, people stopped going to church, but I can say that in 2020, that the house of God, that AOL, our giving didn't go down, our giving went up because the people of God, even in the midst of a drought, saw this, saw the importance of that. I'm telling you, you grab a hold of that, and you'll see God's victory happen in your life. And so now it's surrounded in water. And he calls down fire from heaven. You know what I'm believing for in 2021? The spirit of Elijah coming in, that the fire is going to fall in the church house in 2021. We may have gone through a drought in 2020, but I'm telling you, 2021, W-O-N, with the spirit of Elijah here, I believe there is victory for the saints of God. I believe that there is revival coming to the land, and I'm believing for a great shaking and a great awakening. Come on, I know 10 of you are excited about it, but I'm ready to charge hell with the squirt gun right now. So three times they come. The water flowed around the altar. He also filled the trench with water. We see that in verse 35. But he begins to pray. He said, answer me, O Lord. Answer me so that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God and that you have turned their hearts back to you. You know what? I believe that in a service we ought to have miracles, signs, and wonders because that's when people come to Jesus. He said, answer me, O Lord. Then the fire of the Lord, we see in verse 38 of 18, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering. And the wood and even the stones and the dust, it also licked up the water in the trench. But this is my favorite part right here. So then he kills them all. He says, you prophets are nothing. He said, verse 40 there, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. They seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon. And God's law required, kill them there. Woo! He had the spirit of Braveheart on him right there. You know his face was painted blue when he did that. But this is the good part right here. He said, now Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink. For as there is the sound of the roar of an abundance of rain. You know what I'm declaring this morning? Come on, get it in your spirit this morning. I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. You know what I'm declaring in 2021? Come on, I don't want just five people getting excited this morning with a golf clap. I'm praying that in 2021, come on, I'm not believing. I'm believing for a flood of the anointing. I'm believing for a flood of his presence being poured out. I'm believing for a flood of his grace and of his mercy coming to this land. We may have felt the repercussions of a drought in 2020, but I believe 2021, I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Come on, I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I'm praying for a spirit of Elijah to hit you this morning, that there is a sound of the abundance of rain coming to your marriage. I believe there's the sound of the abundance of rain that's coming to your children, coming back to the land of the living. I believe there's a sound of the abundance of rain. I should have brought a hanky this morning. I'm sweating under this sweater. Lord have mercy. I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. He tells his servant, he said, hey, go look for rain. He comes back. He said, there's nothing out there. He said, look again. Ooh, look again. Can I tell you this morning? You don't see any way of us getting out of the pickle that we're in America. I want to tell you, you need to look again. Can I say it again? If you don't see any way, there is no way. There's no more Trump cards. I ain't relying on Trump. I'm relying on Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen? He said, look again. And then he said it again. He said, look again. And then he said it again. He said, look one more time. Look again. Look again. And he goes the seventh time. And he said, I see something as small as a man's hand. How many of y'all know God showed up in the midnight hour? His timing was right. His timing was perfect. They had been in a drought for years. And I tell you what, it feels like 2020 was 5 years in 5 days. Did it not? It felt like it was the longest thing, but the shortest thing ever. But I believe this. I'm going to look again, and I'm going to keep looking. Because I believe the spirit of Elijah is coming to this land. Then we see this. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, giving him supernatural strength. He girded up his loins. Don't you love texts like that? He girded up his loins. I feel like saying that like a hillbilly. He girded up his loins and outran Ahab. I feel like he's standing out there, you know, in front of President Nixon. I just felt like running, so I did, and I ran, and I drank Dr. Peppers. He girded up his loins, and he outran Ahab, the entrance of Jezreel. Come on, how many of you know when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, there ain't no enemy that can get on your back? The weapon may be forged against you, but it will not prosper. The Bible says this. So I want you to see Elijah predicts a drought. Nothing but the word of the Lord cometh forth. And how many of y'all know a drought happened? So then we see that ravens sustain him at the brook. That's supernatural, that these birds are bringing him food. And then we see a widow gives her last bowl of flour and jar of oil. And it's supernaturally God brings back more flour and more oil for the lady. Then we see that the widow's son dies, and Elijah prays for him, and he's raised back from the dead. And then we see that he confronts Ahab through Obadiah, even in the midst of Jezebel trying to kill all the prophets. A supernatural boldness comes over him. Then we see the showdown at Mount Carmel, and we see that all the prophets of Baal, they fall, but God comes through with his promise. And then we see Elijah destroys all the prophets of Baal. And then we see that he predicts rain and it comes. And then we see this, he outruns Ahab's chariot. So how many of y'all know the hand of the Lord was on Elijah? But then we see this. It's like it's so good. And then we get to that but. Verse 1, now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets of Baal with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me, and even more, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life as the life of one of them. And Elijah was afraid and arose and ran for his life. You know what's crept into America today? A spirit, and it's a spirit called Jezebel. It's a spirit called Jezebel. You know what I saw in March? What I saw in April? I'm just going to be real honest with you. I saw people of God that I thought would charge hell with a squirt gun that shrunk back in fear. You know what a spirit of Jezebel will do? It don't matter what God has done for your life. It don't matter if you've outran Ahab. It don't matter if you called for rain and it came. It don't matter that you raised a boy from the dead. It don't matter any of those things. I'm here to tell you, through fear and manipulation, you better run for your life, because none of that's true. That's what a spirit of Jezebel is. And there's times where I've been around a spirit of Jezebel before, of somebody that I may be passionate and believe in something, but how many of y'all have ever been around that person that tries to talk you out of what you believe in? That's a spirit of Jezebel. And how she works is through fear and intimidation. And I shouldn't say how she works, because the spirit of Jezebel can be on a man as much as it can be on a woman. It can. In fact, those of you that were here in Jesus, when I was talking about Jesus in Revelation, we see in Revelation chapter 3 about Jezebel, that woman Jezebel, who was the pastor's wife at the city of Thyatira. There's some facts that you need to know about Jezebel. Jezebel was a foreigner to the land of Israel. She was a worshiper of a god named Melkart, a form of Baal, and she was from Phoenicia, so she wasn't from Israel. But she married Ahab and brought her gods into the land of Israel. She brought her gods in. And in 2 Kings, we see this, that she was deeply moved or deeply involved in whoredom and all kinds of witchcraft. She was a prophetess of the religion of Baal. She was an adulteress. She was cunning. She was manipulative, prideful, disrespectful of spiritual authority. We see that she was killing off the prophets of God. And how many of y'all know that a spirit of Jezebel will kill off the prophets of God? I just want you to pay attention to this. A spirit of Jezebel came in and said, you can't have church. A spirit of Jezebel came into this nation, and I'm telling you, a spirit of Jezebel spoke through many governors throughout many states of the United States of America. Said, you know what? People can go to Walmart. People can get liquor from their liquor stores, but you can't go in to the house of God where the prophet speaks. I'm here to tell you right now, if you just look around at what has happened, Nero Newsom, governor, Zuckerberg, I hope you're listening to me right now. You can shut me off of here, but I'm standing up for the truth of the Word of God, and I'm here to tell you, come on, I'm here to fire up the people of God this morning and tell you, if there is a Jezebel in your life, and I'm here to tell you, a Jezebel's tried to come into America and tell the church that it can't have church, but the church needs to stand up and fight for what we are. Come on, the Bible, Jesus said this, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. How many of y'all know coronavirus comes from the gates of hell? Come on, how many of you know politicians come from the gates of hell? How many of y'all believe? Come on, the gates of hell, either you believe it or don't, but I'm here to tell you this morning that the Word of God is still alive today, and I'm standing on the promises of God. So this woman tells him, he says, I'm coming after you. And even though he saw the hand of the Lord on his life, he began to get scared and he ran for his life. He went into hiding. What we also know about Jezebel is this. She was known for putting Baal prophets and prophetesses on the patrol of the country. She would put evil people in good positions. Do I even have to paint the picture for you? She manipulated and controlled the country through her husband. You know, the only way a Jezebel works is if Ahab lets him. The only way that it works is if Ahab lets him. And let me tell you something, American people were like sheep led to the slaughter. Come on, I'm here to fire something up on the inside of you this morning. That the only way that a Jezebel can be defeated, the only way that a Jezebel can work is if an Ahab lets him work. There's two different kinds of evils. There's an active evil and there's a passive evil. It's just like somebody may who in your family, or you've heard of people that knew of pedophilia or knew of somebody having sex with a child or something like that, And that's, I'm telling you, that is rampant across America right now. From the highest levels, we know this, right? And so there's an act of evil of the one who's doing it, but there's Ahabs out there that allow them to do it. That allow them to do it. There may be even some things that happen inside of your home. You're being an Ahab by letting it continue to happen. But if you're going to stand up for what God is, and if you're going to have a spirit of Elijah on you, you need to go after the Ahabs. And you need to go after the Jezebels. Jezebel rules by fear and intimidation. And so with this spirit of Jezebel on him, we see this, that he runs and he gets underneath a tree. And he begins to compare himself to his dad. And I'll tell you this, when you're under a spell of Jezebel, you will continually compare yourself to somebody else. Can I tell you this morning? Don't compare yourself to anybody. You know what Facebook is? It's comparison. You get upset about people that you don't even like, but you feel like they have something better than you. I'm telling you, a spirit of Jezebel can come over you when you compare yourself to the moron on your Facebook page. Amen? I'm not trying to be mean this morning. I'm just trying to open your eyes to see and your ears to hear. And I love this about the Lord. He said he laid down and slept under the juniper tree. See, he's hiding. He's under the spell of Jezebel. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, get up and eat. Aren't you thankful that even in the midst of a time when we're under such oppression, aren't you thankful that in a time where we're running from the Lord, he still seeks to be with us, that he sends his angel? You know what I'm believing for 2021? That there is angelic. I believe it already happened in 2020. He had every right to bring down fire from heaven. You idiots didn't follow anything that I've taught you. But I'm telling you, he sent his angels. How many of y'all believe that? He sent his angels in 2020. He said he laid down, he looked, and by his head there was a bread cake and baked on hot coal and a pitcher of water. So he ate and he drank and laid down. Again, aren't you thankful that God was there to restore you? How many of y'all believe you're a new creation in Christ? Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become brand new. But how many of y'all know there was times in your life that you came to the altar, you gave your life to the Lord, but then you went out there and you did all the things that you repented of when you came here. But what I love about the Lord is he never gives up on us. What I love about this story of Elijah, he may have been running and been under a spell of Jezebel. An angel comes to him and he provides for him and he's there for him. And he goes right back to the tree and he lays down as many times as we've gone back to the world. But what I love about verse 7, then the angel of the Lord came to him again. Aren't you thankful that we serve the God of first chance, second chance, third chance, fourth chance, and fifth chance? How many of y'all thankful that he's never given up on you? It says, so he got up. Get up and eat, for the journey is too long for you without adequate sustenance. So he got up and drank. And with the strength of that food, he traveled 40 days and nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. What I see a spirit of Jezebel will make you do, it'll make you compare, but also, too, it'll make you hide. And I preached this not too long ago. Don't ever trade the tree for the cave. Sometimes we think, I'm not sinning no more, I'm not doing that anymore, but you're just doing this over here. Don't ever try. Don't ever trade the tree for the cave. But this is, I'm starting a new series today called Battle Born, and I'm going to be preaching on David, but the Lord put this in my spirit this week about Elijah. And what I love about this text is he whines and he complains, and he says, he said he doesn't remember all the things that God had done for him. He doesn't remember Mount Carmel. He doesn't remember the boy being raised from the dead. He doesn't remember him supplying for him with the jar of oil and the flour. All he can remember is in verse 10, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, proclaiming what is rightfully and unique. For the sons of Israel have abandoned, broken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. Can I tell you this? I felt the same way in 2020. I didn't understand why they were tearing down statues. I didn't understand. I mean, I don't understand why we vote for people that says amens and a women's. I don't understand. I tell you, I didn't understand why we were letting people march down the streets of Washington, D.C. and breaking out every window and setting church on fire. But yet, peaceful, I'm telling you, peaceful protesters. I had no clue what was going on inside the Capitol the other day. I'm sure it was happening. People were texting me saying, hey, are you okay? Are bullets flying? Heck, I was standing out there with infants and toddlers all around me eating a falafel and drinking coffee. But why is it that all, I'll just say this, I don't understand all those things, but I don't need to understand those things. I just need to understand that God is still on the throne. I need to understand that he's still the King of Kings. If he was there for me in 2020, he'll be with me in 2021. I don't need to remember all the bad things that have happened. I'm going to remember the good things. One of the things that I love about Pastor Shannon, he has a life that was a mess, but I never hear about the mess. I always hear about the miracle. And I'm telling you, you need to remember the miracle of what God did for you. And if he did it then, he will do it again. If he did it then, he will do it again. If he did it then, he will do it again. I believe a miracle happened when they signed the Declaration of Independence. And I believe if they did it then, God's going to do something again. Now, this is my part that I want to share with you. I'd said all this to say this, battle born. What I love about this text in verse 11, he said, he got out, stood on the mountain of the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great powerful wind was tearing out the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But it says the Lord wasn't in the wind. After the wind was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle blowing. And that gentle blowing is when God opened his eyes to see and his ears to hear. And I just want to share this with you, being battle-born. If you're going to be battle-born, there's something that you need to see. See, what Elijah was looking for, he was looking for the big moment. He was looking for the earthquake when fire fell from Mount Carmel. He was looking for the wind to blow like he saw it blow in when that boy was raised from the dead. What he was looking for, like all Christians do, they get on like that Christian crack of revival of, I'm going to listen to the next podcast, and I'm going to listen to the next YouTube, and the fire of God's going to fall, or I'm going to go to this event, and I'm going to go to that event, and I'm not condemning events because I believe God's in those things. What God was showing Elijah, and I believe what God is showing you, if you're going to be ready for the battle of 2021, W-O-N, what you need to do is he reminded him of the gentle, small voice. He said, I want to remind you of where this all began. You were at a brook. And you were at a brook all by yourself. And I want to remind you of what happened at that brook. I provided for you, and you heard my voice. And it prepared you for going to Mount Carmel. And it prepared you of raising that boy from the dead. And it prepared you to kill all those prophets of Baal. And it prepared you to outrun the chariot of Ahab. But you need to go back to the brook, son. Hey. Hey. Some of y'all, you've been caught up. You've been caught up with what's the next thing that's going to happen? When's the earthquake going to come? When's the wind going to come? When's those things going to come? I'm looking for the big things. And God's telling you this. If you're going to be prepared, you got to be at a place where you hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger you will and shall not follow. Come on, who am I talking to this morning? If you're going to be ready, you've got to listen to the voice. You know, it's easy to hear everything that's going on because it's loud and boisterous. Are we going into 10 days of darkness? I don't know. Is Linwood right? I don't know. I tell you what, it makes me want to sit in my basement, go crazy, smoke cigarettes, and, you know, like, is the world coming to an end? That's what it makes me want to do. But you know what God told Elijah? Hey, I want to speak to you. Not that God can't use those podcasts, and not that God can't use that praise and worship. Hey, but I want to speak to you. Let me speak to you. Remember what happened at that brook? Remember what happened at those places? I prepared you of where you were supposed to go and what you were supposed to do. And as he heard the word of the Lord, this is what he told him to do. Ben, you can go ahead and come forward. As he heard the word of the Lord and he finally heard the still small voice, he said, you need to get up and you need to anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. You know why I've been completely behind America? Because I see that the prophet of God was for the nation of Israel. I'm going to say that again, and you may have people that are heckling you. I have hecklers all the time. They can heckle all they want to. You know how much I care about you hecklers? Zero. I don't care. Don't care. You can heckle all you want to. But God loves you. God has a plan for your life, and I hope to God that you get saved. And you have an opportunity here in a minute. But here's the thing. I see this, that a man of God and a prophet of God, he always rises up Jehus. And Jehu, was he a man of God? As I read about him, I don't think that he was. He may have been, but that's the one God told him to appoint. God told him to appoint him. And he spoke out. One thing that I love about Elijah here is he spoke out about kings. He spoke out about the queen. What I love about Jesus is he spoke out against the Sadducee and the Pharisee. He spoke out against the zealots. Come on, somebody. How many of y'all believe that? And that's what I love about this prophet. And he said, you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphath, as prophet in your place. You know what he said? The things that you have on the inside of you, you need to be putting it in to somebody else. You know what we need to do right now, more than ever? We need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on, I'm going to say that again. You know what we need to do now more than ever? We need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on, if he's healed your body, if he's touched your mind, if he's set you free, come on, you need to tell somebody about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what happened was, is when he went back and he heard the voice of God, it prepared the way. And he went and he anointed Jehu. And he anointed that king over Aram, Hazael. And because of him hearing the voice of God and him coming to a quiet place and hearing that still small voice and shutting out all the other news, what began to happen was, please stay still for just a moment. This is a time that people need to hear from the Lord. When he began to shut all those things out, begin to be quiet, begin to come back to the Lord, God showed him, this is who you're supposed to anoint. This is the person that you're supposed to get ready. And what happened? Ahab, the Bible says that the dogs licked up his blood. What happened to Jezebel? Because of him following the voice of God, she was thrown out the window. And you know what I'm believing today? I'm believing right now, January the 10th, 2021, I believe we ought to get in agreement and pray that the spirit of Elijah rises up and God is setting up Jehus right now that is going to throw the Jezebel out the window. That God is setting up Ahab's to the dogs to lick up the blood of Ahab in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, I'm believing that God's going to show up in the midnight hour. I'm believing that he's going to do what only he can do. I want us to stand this morning and I want us to get in agreement that the spirit of Elijah. How many of y'all believe the spirit of Elijah is coming in 2021? Come on, how many of y'all believe that the spirit of Elijah is coming to this house in 2021? The spirit of Elijah. I'm standing up for the things of God and I want to encourage you to do the same thing. And I'm going to tell you, as we start this battle born, we ain't going to make it being a weenie. You ain't going to make it being a weakling. Dads, I encourage you to get in the Word of God. I encourage you to do what Elijah did. Not run, not hide, but hear the still, small voice of the Lord. I'm telling you, Jezebel has creeped its head into America and driven common sense right out the window. It has. I don't even have to give you an example. You know it. You go to United and Walmart. People have lost their ever-living mind. But I believe this. How many of y'all believe this morning that a spirit of Elijah is coming? Come on, how many of y'all believe a spirit of Elijah is coming? Spirit of Elijah. Spirit of Elijah. I'm telling you, I've read the end of the book. There's crazy times ahead of us. There's crazy times ahead of us, y'all. But you need to, I hope you remember this. I can either listen to the voice of Jezebel, or I can listen to the voice of God. I can either listen to the voice of Ahab, or I can listen to the voice of God. And I don't know about you, I'm going to listen to the voice of God. I'm going to listen to the voice of God. I have to. Moms, you still got to raise children. Dads, you still got to raise children. You still got to have a marriage. You got to still keep yourself together. Don't let fear and intimidation take you over. That comes from that spirit of Jezebel. But let confidence. Let me read this to you. Hebrews chapter 10. Blessed are the short-winded preachers, for they shall be asked to return. It says, remember the earlier days when after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of suffering. Sometimes by being made a spectacle, publicly exposed to insults and distress, and sometimes by becoming companions with those who are so treated. But it says in verse 35, it says, do not therefore fling away your confidence, for it has a glorious and great reward. How many of y'all know we have confidence in the Word of God? How many of y'all thankful you came to church on a Sunday morning? Let's get in agreement. Come on, let's get in agreement now. God, we just pray. Just lift your hand if you're comfortable with that. God, we just pray right now in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that a spirit of Elijah is coming to America. Come on, we pray that the spirit of Elijah rises up on the inside of each and every one of these dads, each and every one of these moms. I declare it by the word of God. I cast out that spirit of Jezebel. I cast out that spirit of fear and intimidation.
Yes.
I cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, Lord, I pray by the power of the word of the Lord. And I pray that right now that spirit of Jezebel, that it's cast out, it's thrown out the window. I pray that that spirit of Ahab, that the dogs are licking up its blood in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, Lord, by the spirit of God on the inside of me, I pray, God, it's not by might, it's nor by power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And so, Lord, I pray that you show up in the midnight hour. I pray, Lord, that you keep your angels charge over these. Keep them in all your ways that no evil befalls them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. That you bear them up in your hands lest they dash their foot against a stone. I pray, God, these people now that you grant unto them by your rich treasury and glory, strengthen them. Reinforce them with might to their inner man, the Holy Spirit himself, to their inmost being and personality. I pray, Lord, that the spirit of Elijah would live on the inside of them. These are the days of Elijah. Oh, I declare it that these are the days of Elijah. Oh, I pray that we outrun the enemy. I pray that the power of God, the fire of God falls, Lord, in this nation, in this land, and in this city. I pray, God, that the dead are raised to life, not only physically, but spiritually in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, God, that even in the midst of a famine, Lord, you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I will say the Lord that you are a refuge and you are a fortress. It's in you, God. We put our trust in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, if you believe that this morning, say amen. Amen. Say amen. Come on, say amen. I'm fired up this morning, but I know the enemy's tried to wage war. But greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Amen. One more thing. If you're in here and you say, you know what, Pastor, I'm away from the Lord. Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. You say, I'm away from the Lord. I don't know Jesus. I can honestly say I'm away from him. Pastor, you don't know what I've smoked. You don't know what I've drank. You don't know what I've injected in my body. You don't know what I've said. You don't know who I've slept with. You don't know the things that I've done. That's called sin. The Bible says sin separates you from God. The Bible says this, though, that he died on a cross. His blood was shed for you and me. He gave his life for the sins of humanity. The Bible tells us this, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You may be in this room and you say this, Pastor, but you really don't know what I've done. No, I don't know and I don't care. The Bible says he will forgive you as far as the east is from the west. What you need today in 2021 is a Savior. What we all need is a Savior. He shed his blood for us. He forgave us of our sins. He wants a relationship with you. He desires you. He wants you. He wants to be close to you. I believe there will be a boldness that will come over you. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous, those who are right standing with God, are as bold as a lion. If you're out there, even on the internet, you say this, you know what, I'm away from the Lord, but I want to be close to him. Please pray this prayer after me. If you're out there and you say, you know what, Pastor, that's me. Pray this prayer. God, in Jesus' name, I believe you died on the cross. I believe you were buried. And on the third day, you rose again. Forgive me my sins, Jesus. Come into my heart. Make me new. God, from this day forward, I'll serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website, arenaoflifechurch.org. Or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.